Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns wrapping up mandatory minicamp. We're going to talk to Tyvus Powell coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Tyvus.
Yep. He had a chance to talk to Daryl Ryder at 10:40, so if you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey.com app. You can listen to our podcast, and you can hear Daryl there. And if you also want more Daryl, you can always go to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast as well. Menigan, I need your help on some of the stuff that we're talking about next, because I get it. I think it's a big deal. I'm just wondering how big of a deal it's going to be in the United States. And then I started looking at ticket prices for Inter Miami CF and how they were able to get Lionel Messi to come over to be in Miami. Talk about what a great time to be a Miami sports fan, which sounds weird because I don't really think they're great sports fans down there. But, I mean, your NBA team is in the finals. Your NHL team is in the Stanley Cup finals. And now you just landed, I don't know, is he the greatest soccer player of all time? I don't know. You tell me.
And you have Dalvin Cook on the way.
And there you go, too.
Maybe. I would say of his generation. Like, I hate sitting back and doing this guy is the greatest of all time, because we all know that, you know, these sports have all evolved and the rules have changed and there's all these different things. I would say Lionel Messi is the best soccer player of his generation, without question.
All right, so we are getting that.
This is the best that,
like,
I have seen.
How many people woke up today saying Lionel?
Most.
Okay, just making sure.
Most.
Okay.
Say it again, Dana.
Lionel.
I prefer the trains. Just go Lionel trains. Easier.
Tickets to Inter Miami's game on June 10th range from $40 to $55, but the price tag to see, man, who are they playing? Liga MX's Cruz Azul on July 12th.
Well done.
That's pretty good.
Are now,
who are you?
I did fail Spanish.
That was nice.
That's why I say hola every day. I'm trying to get better every day.
Those
tickets from $40 to $55 are now $495, which they're expecting to be his first home game.
Yeah, this is massive. To put this in perspective, Inter Miami's Instagram feed is now has the largest following of any professional sport team in the country, in the United States, I should say. The largest Instagram following of a professional sports team in the United States is Inter Miami, which is crazy to think about. That's how big this is.
Wait, say this again. They now have the largest following?
Yep.
On what platform?
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah, this is massive. This is absolutely massive. And I think this is going to be a traveling circus, essentially, for Messi as he goes around the country, and soccer fans find their way to the United States who are in the U.S. and then are flying into the U.S. to watch him play.
I mean, how old is Messi?
He's 35. He is not what he once was, but is still a very good player.
Is this LeBron going to the Lakers?
Except, honestly, and I know everybody here is going to immediately spit their coffee out when I say this, bigger. This is bigger.
It might be bigger on an international stage. It's not bigger on a United States stage.
I mean, so are we talking about, like, this would be like LeBron going to play for who?
This would be like if LeBron...
Real Madrid?
About that? Something along those lines?
Because MLS isn't what...
No.
You know, same level.
It's not going to have the same poll.
Is this David Beckham coming to the States?
So that's the comparison that a lot of people are making, is that it's David Beckham.
He owns Miami, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Who also owns Inter Miami on top of it. What's the name Inter Miami, by the way? Because they're trying to do the soccer thing of, you know, so like Inter Milan is a club.
What's CF?
They're trying to do this.
Isn't it FC?
It's FC.
Oh my God. USA Today has this backwards then? It says Major League Soccer's Inter Miami CF.
Club football?
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Club foot?
I don't know, guys. Ball?
No, it's Inter Miami CF.
Yeah, that we're focusing on minutia instead of what's really taking place.
Yeah, but Andy and I are enjoying the minutia.
Yeah, because we're Americans trying to figure out what's the deal here.
So the deal
if we're doing
soccer.
This, I mean, like DC, like St. Louis is St. Louis City SC.
I promise you, we will get back to the minutia, and you can make fun of this later on.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm trying to understand it.
Right, but we're not like focusing on the part.
Okay,
we're
so I can't bring up Sporting Kansas City.
Andy, what? LeBron just went to El Messaggero to play in the Italian league.
That's what this is.
Is David Blatt the coach there?
I don't think he is.
All right. So here's the part of this that is fascinating.
Oh, Danny
for you,
Ferry maybe. Was though. That's right. Okay,
Danny was at El Messaggero.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Whereas PR guy was a guy named Guido Bagata.
Really?
And I would call Guido every week to get a Danny Ferry update.
Shocker.
That's phenomal, first and foremost.
Thank you very much.
That does not surprise me, Toronto FC. Keep going.
I swear I'm going to put both of you in the camel clutch. It's going to be me and it's going to be James. We're going to get both of you in there. All right.
Okay, Atlanta United FC. Keep going. Yep.
Yeah, these are all teams, okay? This is a part of this. These are all teams that are probably going to go against Inter Miami
Hang on one second. I just need to thank the Haslams for keeping it Columbus Crew. Thank you. Columbus Crew. Very American and simple. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, city. Nickname. Done.
Crazy.
Keep it. They kept that one American. Here's the part of this that is incredibly fascinating, is the fact that Lionel Messi is going to be paid not only by Inter Miami, but by Apple TV Plus based on the amount of subscriptions that they are going to get for people wanting to watch Inter Miami, and by Adidas. This is a deal we have never seen before in professional sports. This is like massive altering the way that we are looking at this. No other sports contract is based on television subscriptions. This one is.
But MLS has always had funky contracts, right? Like they have that base contract, which helped them start the league in the beginning. And then if they got someone to come over that was international, they could pay them more than they were paying. Right? I mean, so MLS has always had kind of funky contracts compared to other
sports. Right, the Beckham contract was a little bit like that when David Beckham decided to come over. It was close to that idea. This is on a much larger scale of that. This is the updated version of it. But the other part was they gave Beckham a discount to buy into a team. There's no discount for Messi or anything like that. This contract is based on a salary that he'll get from Inter Miami and what he will get from the subscription rise of Apple TV Plus and Adidas on top of that as they sell jerseys and as they sell all of these different things. This is the part of this that's so fascinating and changing of the landscaping of sports.
Okay, can we combine that with what we've heard this week with LIV and PGA and just think,
are
dollars going nutso in sports?
Can Messi still play like Premier League right now, or would he be like Champions League, or what would he be in?
Or is he on this and that's it?
And notice how that just flowed naturally for me to say Champions League, Premier League.
I'm proud of you.
All because of my good friend Ted Lasso.
Hey, man.
Thank you, Ted.
I learned a good chunk of this from playing FIFA, the video game, okay? I mean, it's the truth. You learn it, you learn it. But anyways, what was your question on top of that? We focused more in on the fact that you pulled this off.
Could he play Premier League
or anything?
Yes. Yes.
He could have.
So it's kind of like, actually, the LeBron comparison is pretty apt right now when it comes to this. You know how you watch Laker games right now and LeBron will kind of coast up and down the floor and walk every so often and go stand in the corner and breathe and rest on the floor and all of that stuff while everybody's going, oh, wow, look at LeBron. Look at how he's able to conserve energy. Messi has kind of started doing the same thing where he'll walk and he won't get back, you know, he won't get back as much on defense, but then he'll have these moments of brilliance that are in between there to get open shots and set guys up and all that stuff. And he was doing that at PSG quite a lot. Barca wanted to bring him back. Barcelona wanted him to do it, but he came this way mostly because of the money, frankly.
A shocker.
I know. Get out of Dodge, hey? And the fact that it wasn't the Saudis on top of it, which the Saudis were trying to basically buy his services as well.
For what purpose there? For their team?
Yeah. In the same way that they went out and bought Ronaldo.
Now, is that just a national team or is that a league?
There's a Saudi league that is backed by the
EIF?
Yeah, basically. That's the way to put it. I don't understand the Saudi League. I don't pay attention to it. It's kind of like going off and playing in, you know, you kind of go off and play in the vortex, where it's basically like things take place over there, but nobody really pays attention. And it's starting to hit Ronaldo right now because he took a gargantuan check. And so I wonder what the future holds for that guy and if he's able to find his way out of there, because right now it's turning into, if Cristiano Ronaldo scores a goal in a forest and nobody sees it, did it happen?
I don't know. There's 30 teams in that Saudi league. So I'm just trying to look up some of the stuff as you're saying it, because I don't get
Buddy chimed in. It is CF. That is correct. It's Club Internacional de Football Miami.
So don't give me your I couldn't believe USA Today would be wrong on that.
I don't follow MLS, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm sorry. What
a soccer snob.
American
game isn't good enough.
The United States isn't good enough for Dan Menigan.
Oh, wow. I see. I'll take all
that criticism. I can't. It's a rough watch when you watch it across the country. It's a little bit rougher of a watch. It's the best that we have, and it's getting better. But I haven't really dug my feet in and focused really hard in. Now, this will make me pay attention a couple times, where I am going to want to watch what Messi looks like.
Oh, now it's good enough for Dan Menigan, Jeff.
Huh.
Now he can watch.
Well, Andy, it's only...
Next thing you know, he'll eat a hot dog at the games because that's not European enough for him.
It's only because Messi's here.
Yeah, talk for about Messi. A fair weather fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll admit to that. I'll completely admit to that one.
Is this going to make kids want to play in this country more?
This is massive.
No, we heard the same thing with Beckham. We heard the same thing with Pele.
I'll tell you one thing. Franz
Beckenbauer, whatever his name was, when he came over with Pele.
If you go to a youth event, it blows me away the amount of soccer jerseys that you see of those kids running around in, and the amount of Barcelona Messi jerseys that you've seen for a long time, and Barcelona, Neymar, and all that stuff, you are going to see an uptick in MLS, and you're going to see an uptick in sales, and you are going to see an uptick in kids wanting to do it. This only helps. This is the biggest name. This is massive what is taking place.
All right, can I, not to throw Andy and me under the bus, is it the absolute biggest name if we didn't even know how to pronounce his first name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because, and I don't mean this rudely.
Oh, you sure do.
I really do not.
Yes, you
do. And it's going to come off this way, and I don't mean it that way. You guys are not plugged into this.
Well, exactly, Dan. So we're like most of the United States of America. Right. That's the point.
It's like, I think Sylvester Stallone was a great goalie. I mean,
how do I talk to you?
Dan, that's the point. We're not plugged into it. Nor is most of the United States of America.
But is this going to plug the United States in? Is this going to make this bigger for the – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it's a big deal when you're talking about tickets going from 40 to 430. I get that. I understand that. I don't know. I'm waiting for this to be as big as blank.
So what's – okay, let's be 100% honest here, guys. What is the latest sport that you two have decided to jump in with both feet, plug in, and pay attention to?
Oh, I'm a big pickleball guy.
You mean professionally or just sports,
professionally. Yeah.
I'm a big pickleball guy, Dan.
Well, I've known that about you for a good period of time. You've invested. You're actually in with Tom Brady.
I mean, I couldn't name two players, but I like watching lacrosse.
Right. But that's the whole thing with this. If you are going to jump in with both feet to the American soccer game, which is what they want you to do by bringing in Lionel Messi and bringing in a whole sea of fans and a sea of eyeballs and all these people to pay attention to this league that has been mocked across the world for its quality, this is the way that you start getting people to buy in, is for you guys to bring this up and go, I want to see Lionel Messi play soccer.
I mean, but we're bringing in this old – he's an older player – who's nowhere near the peak of his performance. Does that help?
Like Beckham was.
Does that help MLS become more of a... But Jeff's right. I heard that. I mean...
We heard it with Beckham.
The Columbus crew brought in a guy named Dr. Kumalo, who was supposed to be this great player, like amazing player.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Dr. Kumalo.
Didn't he wrestle the Iron Sheik?
He may have. It was like a big deal. And we're like, we got Dr. Kumalo. I was in Columbus. I was like... Wow, this is the greatest thing since Archie Griffin in Columbus. And it just didn't work. Now, they had Brian McBride, who was an amazing young player at that time. They had Dooley. They had a bunch of national – oh, wait a minute. I don't know anything about soccer.
I'm not
And Brad Friedel was there.
Yes,
from
he
Bay
was.
Village, yeah.
But
who somehow picked up a British accent when he
like
played for the
seconds.
Blackburn Rovers.
Isn't that crazy?
So at that point, though, how outside of Columbus, Ohio, how easy was it to watch the MLS? And how easy was it to watch soccer across the oceans?
Don't you love it when Dan gets fired up about our mediocre knowledge of pro soccer?
I'm fine with the mediocre knowledge. It's the mockery that will forever piss
me
off.
We're not mocking
you. We're mocking you. This has nothing to do with anybody else.
The mockery is what ticks me off.
I don't care
about the mediocre knowledge. That's fine. It's just the overall mockery that this turns into every time we bring it up.
We're not mocking you. If we didn't mock, we wouldn't love. Let's not forget that.
We have our soccer heroes here in town.
We do. Who are they?
Andy and Walt Schmetzer, Hector Marinaro, Rob Marinaro, and Zoran Karic, and Otto Orff, and Tommy Tanner.
And Timo Lukowski.
John Paul.
Kai Hoskovi. There's a deep history here. I hope you know that history.
Love you guys.
We're there, man. Long live the crunch and the force. We'll see what Messi does.
So there.
Just
don't Messi.
Soccer shame me when I call him Lionel instead of Lionel.
Lionel
Messi. I think it's a great story for soccer. Let's see how much it helps it grow. All right, when we come back, let's talk about another international superstar.
Correct. I'm sorry. You're correct on that. Let's hope it helps. I would love to have another big-time sport in our country. That would be great.
Are we watching the best player in the world in basketball right now?
Oh.
We bring that up next. Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.